Revitalizing the downtown Main Street area by making it a hub for arts organizations was conceived by Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola in 2007. 8 years in the making, he looks forward to announcing the completion of the first phase.
For those people who grew up in Little Rock and know that Main Street basically was dead from about 1985 until 2015, I think they're going to see a tremendous rebirth.
Beautifying the streetscape, adding new apartments, and attracting businesses were all part of the original vision. Karen Curry, the grants manager for the City of Little Rock, says the project began to take shape when funding came from an unlikely source.
We were able to get a technical assistance grant from the Environmental Protection Agency to bring together a lot of Little Rock stakeholders in the Main Street area and sort of do an envisioning process. It was called the Greening of America's Capitals.
Several organizations and businesses have already begun moving into the area. This summer, the Rep opened a new educational annex and Black Box Theater. Mayor Stodola acknowledges that not everything has gone according to plan, with some contractors saying they haven't been paid for work completed.
The developers and the contractors on some of the locations have gotten into a disagreement about money, and so that's going to be an arbitration from what I understand. But in the meantime, we're working with the symphony and working with the ballet to get them into their physical quarters.
The Arkansas Symphony Orchestra and Ballet Arkansas are not the only ones affected by problems with developer Scott Reed. According to Arkansas Business senior editor George Walden, the developer of a neighboring property, which was discussed as perhaps becoming an upscale hotel, also halted his project because of concern over Reed's lack of progress.
If that building is going to be in a state of disarray, how can we open up a really classy, nice hotel next door to it?
Walden points out that not all of the deviations from the plan have been negative. In the summer of 2014, the board of the Little Rock Tech Park voted to locate its facility in the Creative Corridor.
The big open-ended question in a good way is what's going to go on with some of those potential developments when they have the startups down there and the tech park and what all that could mean.
Those details and more will be shared at the grand opening, which begins with a presentation by the project's lead designer, Steve Luoni, at 3 p.m. in the Rep's main theater building. The presentation will be followed by an open house walking tour from 4 to 5. One thing people may notice, especially along the 500 block of Main Street, are features designed to meet the EPA's low-impact development principles. Marcia Guffey is the coordinator of the Creative Corridor.
With low-impact development, you do more environmentally friendly features to help filter the water. So you'll see less pipes and concrete, and you'll see a lot more green things like rain gardens and bioswales.
All of today's events are open to the public. David Monteith, KUAR News.